This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tactical Holsters G-Code, when you go there, if you look closely enough, if you go to their shop, if you go to their store, look at everything they have, you're going to find belts. And I mean, entire systems of belts. Covert belts, battle belts, whatever you need. Chest rigs, the contact series, go check that out. Ammunition carriage, you've got it there. Holsters, oh yeah. All kinds of holsters. So you can literally go there and do one-stop shopping. Tacticalholsters.com. Trump administration got out there and revamped the White House website moments after he was sworn in. And in a section titled Standing Up for Our Law Enforcement Community, he outlined his commitment to fighting crime. From the website, a Trump administration will empower our law enforcement officers to do their jobs and keep our streets free of crime and violence. The dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America is wrong. The Trump administration will end it. Now, under the previous administration, well, you had Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Department of Justice working tirelessly to implement reforms to police departments nationwide through consent decrees, legally binding agreements that work to enforce top-to-bottom changes in law enforcement procedure. DOJ investigations found patterns of police abuses in cities like Baltimore and Chicago, and then worked to implement the decrees. Jeff Sessions, who is going to be the next attorney general, has called the consent decree process dangerous and part of an agenda that's been a troubling issue for a number of years. The Trump administration's new policy statement also includes comments that some believed are directed at the Black Lives Matter movement. The new White House website reads, "Our job is not to make life more comfortable for the rioter, for the looter, or the violent disruptor. Our job is to make life more comfortable for parents who want their kids to be able to walk the streets safely, or the senior citizen waiting for a bus, or the young child walking home from school. In other words, to be normal." Leon Nafok for Slate.com wrote, "It was chilling to see such an ambiguous evidence of his contempt for those who protested against police violence. Insofar as the Obama administration was an ally to Black Lives Matter, Trump has now promised in his official capacity as the 45th president of the United States to be its enemy." You know, I don't know exactly which dog Slate.com has in the fight. I'm expecting them to go away any moment now. But here's the thing. And I really wish that this would really become much more prevalent. In Baltimore, for example, where they didn't want police, the police said, "You got it," and pulled back. And then they started calling for the police, and they were saying, "Why aren't the police coming?" And, well, no, you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted. You can't have law enforcement, kind of. You have to have a clear-cut line between what is right, what is wrong, and, if you're on the side of right, well, stay all the way on that side. If you're on the side of wrong, well, you're there voluntarily for the most part. Trump also outlined a commitment to gun rights on the new website, saying his administration will defend Americans' ability to protect themselves. The Post reads, "We will uphold American Second Amendment rights at every level of our judicial system." That policy position also reaffirmed his promise to build a border wall, vowed to end gang violence, which will... Ending gang violence takes the murder rate down. The gun murder rate would be cut in half if we could actually end gang violence. And sanctuary cities, I want to see how he does that. I really want to see how that works out, because I think some mayors and some city council should be led away in cuffs for breaking the law. Yeah. He said the first duty of his administration will be to fight for the safety of Americans, saying he'll especially fight for those Americans who have not known safe neighborhoods for a very long time. This is Obama. Now, you know, what he isn't saying, but what he will show, he's talking about Chicago. He's talking about inner city. He's talking about urban areas. In other words, he's talking about black American areas in the bigger cities. And he wants to go in there and do something. And I think he's going to start with Chicago. I can't wait to see what he does with Chicago. Now, Rombo will resist this. Except Rombo can't. Rombo is just a mayor. He is not the president. And I've, you know, for the last 8 years, I've had it stuck in down my throat that the federal supremacy clause preempts all. Okay. I've had to live with that. Guess what? So do you, progressives. Other issues outlined on the new White House website include an energy plan, a foreign policy position, a jobs plan, about the strength of the military, and comments on trade deals. Energy alone will change the face of this nation. Energy production alone will change the face of this nation. See, my problem, and one of the reasons that I constantly get on harp on all these other sort of what a lot of people would consider to be non-gun topics, if you look at the way they pursue climate change, if you look at the way they pursued Obamacare, if you look at the way they pursue everything, it's all based upon misinformation, which is all gun control is. Gun control, it's all one template. So while I'm sitting here working against gun control, which they couldn't get. You know, I constantly, wherever I'm at, I'll be asked, well, what about martial law, Bill? That's a logistical impossibility, especially with Obama's military. It was never going to happen with Obama's military. There might have been a military activation, but I kind of think we'd just seen some M1s circling the nation, or circling the capital, not necessarily the... anywhere else, because they just didn't have to. It's just not doable. We couldn't lock down Afghanistan. And that's a country the size of Texas. And we've got 136 million gun owners and about 660 million guns on the streets, by some numbers. So how would the feds do it? They got 920,000 cops. How? I ask you. So we'll see what Trump brings. Trump is going to have to, and I think Trump's going to perform and everything else, and the only ones that are going to try to keep him from performing, simply because of the way it's comprised right now, will be the Republicans getting in the way. Getting out there right now and saying anything against Trump is to try, you're trying to surf the tsunami that just came out there, fellas. Don't do that. You have a moment in time where you can be heroes, literally. You can save the nation. It's going to take a little fortitude. It's not going to be polite. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be actually pretty messy. You volunteered for the job. You got elected. You got to do it now. And if you don't, your job's going to be in jeopardy, because the midterms are coming up, and historically, the ruling party loses, or the party... the opposite party of whoever the president is loses. That, you know, just look at Obama's record on that one. He had it all for 2 years, like Trump has right now. And they spent it all on Obamacare. Coming up on the next break. And when we get back, I mean, sort of like it or not, based upon what I'm seeing out there in the world, in the United States today, watching the inauguration and all of the little things that I see popping up left and right, I think we're sort of in the middle of a civil war right now. This is Lock and Load.
reaching for an edge. Eliminating the pulse. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tactical holsters, G-code, these things, their warranty is such that you're never going to have to test it. I have my original G-code holster for a Glock 17 that I still use today. I have other holsters that the 17 will fit into, to be sure. But the original one, which is 4.5 years old now, still as good as the day it was. It's not as good looking, but it's still just as functional. Tacticalholsters.com. We're at a point right now in our society while we're sitting around. I'm sort of gloating and I'm sort of smirking, but at the same time, I have to sit back just for a second and acknowledge a couple of things. We're sort of in the middle of a second civil war. Yeah, here in America. With the obvious and enormous exception of attitudes towards slavery, Americans are more divided morally, ideologically, and politically today than they were during the Civil War. And for that reason, just as the Great War came to be known as World War I, once there was a World War II, the Civil War will become known as the First Civil War, when more Americans came to regard, when they come to regard the current battle as the Second Civil War. Now, fortunately, this Second Civil War differs in a critically important way. It has thus far been largely nonviolent. The problem is, given the increasing left-wing violence, such as riots, taking over of college presidents' offices, and the illegal occupation of state capitals, nonviolence is not guaranteed to be a permanent characteristic of the Second Civil War. There are those on both the left and right who call for American unity, and in a lot of ways, these calls are either naive or disingenuous. Unity was possible between the right and the left. Well, between the right and the liberals, but not between the right and the left. Liberalism, which is anti-left, pro-American, and deeply committed to the Judeo-Christian foundation of America, and which regarded the melting pot as the American ideal, fought for free speech for its opponents, regarded Western civilization as the greatest moral and artistic human achievement, and viewed the celebration of racial identity as racism. And it is now affirmed almost exclusively on the right and among a handful of people who don't call themselves conservative. The left is opposed to every one of those core principles of liberalism. Lately, I've been trying not to say liberal. I've been trying to say either progressive or left. I don't know if you've noticed that. Now, like the left in every other country, the left in America essentially sees America as a racist, xenophobic, colonialist, imperialist, warmongering, money-worshipping, moronically religious nation. Just as in Western Europe, the left in America seeks to erase America's Judeo-Christian foundation. The melting pot is regarded as nothing more than an anti-black, anti-Muslim, anti-Hispanic meme. Except in my circle of friends. The left suppresses free speech whenever possible for those who oppose it, labeling all non-left speech as hate speech. And to cite one example, if you think Shakespeare is the greatest playwright or Bach is the greatest composer, you are a proponent of dead white European males and therefore you are racist. Without any important value held in common, and I'm talking about between us and the left, how can there be unity? There will be unity only if one vanquishes the other. Using the First Civil War analogy, American unity was achieved only after the South was vanquished and slavery was abolished. So how are those of us who oppose left-wing nihilism? There is no other word for an ideology that holds Western civilization and America's core values in contempt. How are we supposed to unite with educators who instruct elementary school teachers to cease calling their students boys and girls because that implies gender identity? With English departments that don't require reading Shakespeare in order to receive a degree in English? With those who regard virtually every war America has fought as imperialist and immoral? With those who regard the free market as a form of oppression. With those who want the state to control as much of American life as possible. With those who repeatedly tell America and its black minority that the greatest problems afflicting black Americans are caused by white racism, white privilege, and systemic racism. With those who think that the nuclear family ideal is inherently misogynistic and homophobic. With those who hold that Israel is the villain of the Middle East. With those who claim the term Islamic terrorist is an expression of religious bigotry. The third big difference between the First and Second Civil Wars is the Second Civil War, one side has been doing nearly all the fighting. And that's how it's been able to take over schools, from elementary schools to high schools to universities, and indoctrinate America's young people. And how they've taken over the news media, and how they've taken over the entertainment media. The conservative side has lost on every one of those fronts because it has rarely fought back with anything near the ferocity with which the left fights. Name a Republican who's running against the left as opposed to running solely against his or her Democratic opponent, their dear friend, their colleague, their friend across the aisle, however you want to put it. And nearly all American conservatives, people who are proud of America and affirm to basic tenets, readily send their children to schools that indoctrinate their children against everything that they hold precious. A mere handful protest when their child's teacher ceases calling their son a boy or their daughter a girl, or makes slave owner the defining characteristic of the founding fathers. With this last presidential election, we saw a defeat of the left. And the defeat of the left in two-thirds of the gubernatorial elections, the defeat of the left in the majority of the House and the Senate elections. This is likely the last chance that liberals, conservatives, and the right have to defeat the American left. And it will not happen until these groups understand that we are fighting for the survival of America, no less than the Union troops were in the first Civil War. It is no longer a thing to sit back and say, well, you know, we won. Everything's going to be copacetic. No. This is the moment when we continue to push. And a unity will be achieved when the left understands that they are done. Now, they've pretty much done it to themselves in a lot of ways demographically on the coasts, but, you know, still got to keep on going. When we get back, we're going to talk about more of the grand delusion that they are under right now, the progressive left. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, indestructibility, modularity, and a warranty unlike anything else in the industry. Tacticalholsters.com. And coming from the Secretary of the National Rifle Association, John Frazier, attention NRA voting members. Your National Rifle Association Board of Directors is asking you to vote yes on important bylaw amendments to strengthen and protect the NRA. For more information, check your February NRA magazine and go to www.nrabylaws.com. Run with that, why don't you? I would. I'm gonna. Now then, the left. First of all, you know, back in when I was in high school, there was this group called Styx. And they had a song called Grand Illusion. I like that song. It was pretty good. We right now are watching the left operate under a version of that song. We're going to call it the Grand Delusion. Now, in 2009, the progressive left took off on an ideological agenda, evidencing a very serious delusion and disconnection with America. Instead of focusing on two very simple issues, economic growth and national security, Obama, Reid, Pelosi, and their acolytes engaged a direction for America that was not rooted in sound policy. Instead, it was all based upon their interpretation of fairness. First case of delusion was to try and make the American people believe that Keynesian economic policy, tax and spend was still a viable thing to consider. So they rolled out a $1 trillion stimulus after they printed it that was centered upon what was termed shovel-ready jobs. Not very long after, in the middle of Obama's his term in office, he sat on a stage with his economic council stating, I guess shovel-ready was not exactly ready. But he did that with a laugh and a smirk, and this was a slap in the face of the American taxpayer because $1 trillion got spent. In his 8 years in office, he focused more on wealth redistribution. And you know, we all do better when we spread the wealth around. That's what he told us. He made the seminal statement, which presented a window into the mindset of the progressive left, when he stated, if you own a business, you didn't build that. There can be no more disrespectful, delusional assertion directed towards the hard-working American and their indomitable entrepreneurial spirit. Obama and his disciples of economic disaster failed to grasp the concept that economic growth doesn't come from Washington, D.C., but from policies that unleash the American investment, ingenuity, and innovation, and then get out of the way. Pave the street, get out of the way. He was bound by a far-left intransient ideology, and he sought not to get Americans back to work, and he succeeded largely. His design was to expand the welfare nanny state of government dependency, a la Europe. When he came into office, our national debt was $10.67 trillion. In 8 years, he doubled it. In 8 years. Every president up to that point to get the 10.67, the 43 before him, okay? Two world wars, Vietnam, all this other stuff. All that other stuff to get to $10.67 trillion. He did it in 8 years. He doubled it. He did as much in 8 years as everybody else up to that point. Our food stamp and poverty rolls have detonated. They have exploded in the air. And we're in the middle of the lowest workforce participation rate in some 40 years. Then Obama and the left sought to use effective free market policy to improve the health care situation in America, right? No. They believed there was a mandate to do what they always wanted, which was a government-driven health care system. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act was nothing more than a domestic welfare redistribution scheme with some 20 new taxes. This stretched from a gamut from increases in capital gains and dividends taxes to creation of an individual and employer mandate tax along with medical device and taxes on health savings accounts. Obama said there would be a savings of $2,500. He said you could keep your doctor, keep your insurance. That was awarded the PolitiFact Lie of the Year in 2013, the year after his reelection. Remember, that's when he promised Vladimir Putin more flexibility. The American people in October 2016 did not see savings. They saw massive increases in their health insurance premiums. That's what they saw. They didn't see the Russians hacking the election. Obamacare turned out to be nothing more than a huge expansion of Medicaid, and it proved unaffordable, and it did not provide protection for patients. There was a segment of people who did get something for free. Rationality would have depended on them actually focusing on something real. But they overreached. And remember, it was Nancy Pelosi who got out there who said, she's saying right now we have to protect it because they worked so hard and so thoughtful on it. But she's the one that said we have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. That is a true example of delusion. Obama departed the White House trying to have us buy into his delusion by stating that on his watch there had not been a terrorist organization attack. See, Fort Hood is still just workplace violence. He commuted the sentence of one who leaked over 700,000 classified documents. And there were some people who died as a result of his nefarious actions, not hers. He and the left could never articulate that the non-state, non-uniform, unlawful enemy combatants we face in the 21st century battlefield are Islamic. He was more interested in freeing them under the delusion that their being detained in Gitmo was an impetus. They hated us because of Gitmo. instances of Islamic terrorist attacks on our soil were attributed to the lawful ownership of guns by law-abiding Americans. And the left, aided by the complicit fake-stream progressive media, trying to castigate those who understood the enemy as Islamophobes, a moniker created by an Islamic organization with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. There's so many things I could cover with this. You know, we could talk about Kate Steinle and all these other things that have happened under his watch. The overreaching issue is that we are watching the progressive left continue to wrap themselves in their own delusion. Where were they when Christian and Yazidi girls were being raped and sold as sex slaves by ISIS, the group that Obama called the JV team? Not Islamic, of course. Clinton. Welcome as an elder statesman of the Democrat Party. He was the guy oogling the Trump women when Hillary turned around and caught him doing that this past Friday. Albert Einstein said the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. Einstein obviously could see what the progressive left was and put that little thing out, that little ditty, he put that out there. His definition befits the grand delusion of the progressive left. When we get back, we're going to talk about Trump's inaugural address and how the media is in a state of meltdown over it because of the because it was Hitlerian. Is that even a word? Militant and anti-Semitic. What were they listening to? What did I miss? This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Decode.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Like I said, when you go to G-Code's website, what you're going to find is you're going to find all kinds of tactical nylon. You're going to find, well, they have something called the Contact Series, which is a very small modular chest rig. They have their line of belts, which are already set up in some cases, ready to go. Covert or overt, whichever way you want to go. Holsters, of course, yes, they got holsters, all kinds of holsters, all kinds of Kydex. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Coming out on Twitter, we saw this about Trump's inauguration speech. I'm so used to saying Obama. I'm going to have to get used to being happy again. On Twitter, we heard this. Trump ran against both parties. His speech was against both parties. People are tired of both parties. This isn't hard. I thought his speech was good. In his speech, he promised to work hard for the American people, promised not to let the country down, especially the millions of his supporters who have been neglected and ignored by Washington. He said he would put America first. Dear God, the evil. He also said he would take on radical Islamic terrorism, unite the country, and make America great again for everybody. I'm struggling to find the controversy here, yet the left thought this literally was the inauguration of Adolf Hitler. And it wasn't just the left bashing the president's address. Conservative commentator George Will, getting ready to be unemployed, described it as dreadful. Former Bush speechwriter David Frum, who famously coined the phrase axis of evil, said that Trump was the worst person to ever enter the White House, and that included all slaveholders. It was just a total meltdown of the anti-Trump wing of America. That's Republican and Democrat, by the way. And a lot of it's Republican. I don't expect anything other to come from the Bush family. MSNBC's Chris Matthews was probably the worst, saying that he felt the address had a Hitlerian background, whatever the hell that means. MSNBC's Chuck Todd noted that he felt the address insulted every former living president. The shoe fits there, Chuck. He said this was not the type of inaugural address that was intended to bring this country together. There was a point there, Lester, talking to Lester Holt, where it felt as if he was almost as insulting or was insulting every living president was sitting next to him in very personal ways. His colleague, Tom Brokaw, who is so old his face doesn't form words anymore, added he was also insulting all the Republican congressmen and senators who were on that stage. He has a majority, but he went after politicians point blank. MSNBC's E-Man Rachel Maddow got out there and was triggered by the term America First, adding that the address was militant. While ABC News' Terry Moran said Trump's speech was anti-Semitic or had anti-Semitic overtones. according to Mad Dog Maddow, America First has very dark echoes in American history. There was an America First committee that formed in this country, hundreds of thousands of people in this country, some of the richest businessmen in the country who were part of it. They were formed to keep us out of World War II. They were infiltrated by the Nazis. Many of them were anti-Semitic. Part of why they aren't alarmed by Hitler, they weren't alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany. I mean, you know, that's impressive. That kind of reach, being able to make that kind of reach and get out there and state that without tripping over yourself, that's really impressive. Terry Moran said it carries with it overtones from the 1930s when the anti-Semitic movement saying we don't want to get involved in Europe's war. It's the Jews' fault in Germany. You know, I almost believe that there is in the mind's eye of these progressive left people this Captain Subtext Cat who gets out there and just the interpretation of what is pretty clear to me, and I, maybe... You know, maybe I live in the Matrix. I don't know. The Huffington Post described the address as unveiling a dark vision of America. Now, if it were Rubio or Cruz or Walker or Bush, for that matter, Jeb, this flavor, those folks would have probably said the same thing. But since it's Trump, their bias is on steroids. And that is not a shock. I don't expect anybody to like him. I'm not sure I do. I just know he's going to be effective. Trump has said for months that he was going to put America first. It's actually the default behavior of states in the anarchic system of international relations. States do what they will to survive. Period. Trump is merely saying that he will put our national interests first when we decide on any venture with our allies across the world. So there's nothing controversial about that statement. We all know that he's not politically correct either. He's going to, if it gets a message across, he's going to say it, regardless of the history of whatever words he feels would best serve delivering his narrative. And he wasn't condoning or even advocating anti-Semitism in his address with the words America First. I know that you are, your fourth point of contact is smarting left, but you need to wise up, just grow up, you know? For Americans who don't live on the coasts, and don't inhabit the cities, and they're not progressive, the speech was fine. It was spoke to their concerns. When he mentioned how wealth has been stripped from the middle class and redistributed throughout the world through what he feels are bad trade deals like NAFTA, that resonated for voters in the Rust Belt who voted for him, who were part of Obama's coalition. Yeah. It was about injecting our national psyche with more nationalism, to be proud to be an American. All Americans do not be ashamed of patriotic acts. And after being told for 8 years that American exceptionalism is more or less crap, it's refreshing to have what some people would say is a cheerleader for America in the White House. As for slamming of everybody in the political class, that's how he got elected. Voters feel the system is rigged. They feel that the political class has abandoned them. And here you have a billionaire real estate magnate, not part of the club. He promised to get America back to work and to protect the jobs that were being cannibalized through free trade agreements. Clinton didn't do that. The white working class, which numbered in the millions, saw a protector every time the media, the Democrats, and some Republicans tried to tear him down, that just made him more popular. Besides, they had this feeling that Trump was on their side. There's also the competing feeling of supporting Trump because they saw how it drove the left mad. The left had them back them in the New Deal era only to disregard them for the cities from which, on their very high perch, they viewed the rest of the country with disgust and scorn. How could they support Second Amendment rights? Why do they like small government? Don't they want to be educated and speak with a learned diction, be dependent on the buffet of government programs, fight for people to use whatever bathroom they want? Actually, the answer to that is no. And it showed on election night that rural America surrounded the urban areas and swallowed them whole. Trump is a populist, which means he'll go after both parties if need be to get his point across. And his tweet shaming the GOP for gutting the House Ethics Committee was proof of that. His Twitter could be used to move his agenda, and he has no qualms about taking on the GOP if he feels they're in the wrong. And for a diehard Trump supporter, there's something refreshing about that. There's a man who is going to take a baseball bat to the Capitol Dome. I love that. Take a cricket bat, too, one in each hand. This was a speech for those who supported him that put him over the top. The night before the inauguration, there was a prediction that Trump would echo the theme of a speech from Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight Rises, in which the character Bane promises war against the elites and that he will return power back where it belongs to the people. And that's what Donald Trump decided to do, without destroying the football stadium, of course. In all for the left and some on the right, Trump's inauguration caused a mental meltdown. Hope and change is dead. Now that space is occupied by a post-apocalyptic vision with proto-Nazis in control. Very inaccurate and an almost textbook definition of hysteria. There'll be more of that in the coming 4 years. Hour three is inbound. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.